Indigo Star, written by Hilary McKay, read by Deborah Gillette. For the first time in his life, Indigo Casson had been properly ill. He had flu, and instead of getting better, it got worse and turned into glandular fever. "Glandular fever?" asked his disbelieving classmates, or scared stiff. However, it really was glandular fever. Indigo grew very ill indeed quite quickly. Luckily, this stage did not last very long. So when people said, "How's Indigo?" his family answered, "Fine," and talked of more interesting things. Anyway, compared to how he had been, Indigo was fine. He could walk up and down the stairs again. He could eat. He didn't keep fainting. He was fine. Meanwhile, Indigo missed a whole term of school and grew extremely tall and thin. He spent a great deal of time by himself. The house was very quiet during the day. Caddy, his elder sister, was away at university. 8-year-old Rose and Saffron, his adopted sister, were at school. His father and mother, both artists, were busy with their work, his father in London and his mother in her shed at the end of the garden. It was a peaceful time, but it gave Indigo an odd feeling sometimes, as if, when he was alone, he became invisible. Indigo had hours and hours, especially at the start of getting better, when all he did was lie stretched out on his bed, dreamily watching the sky. He especially liked the clear days when aeroplanes travelled across the blue, unfurling white banners of jet trails behind them. Indigo's time of peaceful invisibility was brought to an end by Rose. Rose had a habit of pouncing on the phone at the first ring. One day she pounced, and it was her father, Bill Casson, calling from London. Far away in his immaculate studio, Bill Casson heard a series of bumps. Bump, 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 and then a thud. "What on earth is that I can hear?" he asked, and Rose replied, "Indigo. He was just jumping down the stairs." "Jumping?" "Yes." "Then he must be better." Later on, when Rose reported this conversation, everyone looked at Indigo. It was true. He was better. Without anyone noticing, without noticing himself, he had got well again. Only Rose in the whole family knew what going back to school must mean to Indigo. There was a boy in her class who had a brother in Indigo's school. A long time ago, this boy had told Rose what it was like for Indigo at school. Just before he became ill, Rose had confronted Indigo with her information. Indigo had said angrily, "None of that is true. You shouldn't go listening to such lies." Now she said remorsefully to Indigo, "You wouldn't have to go back if I hadn't told Daddy about you jumping down the stairs." Indigo laughed and said, "Try your glasses on, Rose, to make her think of something else." It was Sunday evening, and Rose's family had been attempting to get her to try her glasses on all weekend.
"What do I look like then?" asked Rose. "You look..."